This is Leo Babeu for KTWH. Today I have Larissa Sandretsky from Lake County Health and Human Services. Larissa, you're the community health educator with our Lake County Health and Human Services. I know you've done various projects to date. I don't know how long have you been working in this capacity? A year, 1.5 or 2?
Yep, I've been with the county about 1 year now.
Okay. And I know you came on when COVID was still an even more dramatic concern, and that now I have the opportunity to speak with you today because there is something neat brewing, Age-Friendly Lake County. It's a concept. It's a state of mind. Do you want to fill the listeners in on the background of what brings the concept of Age-Friendly Lake County into the spotlight right now? For one thing, I'll spoiler alert, you have a survey that you're trying to get a lot of participation in the community, and I hope you'll let people know about that survey and what it means to the effort. But how far back does this go, Age-Friendly Lake County? I've been seemingly hearing terms like that for some time.
Yeah, so Age-Friendly is a designation that AARP gives out to communities, and Lake County applied about 1 year ago. So in October 2021, we applied to be an Age-Friendly County. And what that means, and we received the designation with the support of our Board of Commissioners, and what an Age-Friendly community is a community that's working towards being more age-friendly. So age-friendly is kind of a vague term, but it means a lot of things. It means your community is a good place to grow up and a great place to grow old. So it's, you know, things that benefit both the younger age spectrum and the older age spectrum. And this work is so important in Lake County and greater Minnesota, especially as we're a really aging population. We have like the highest rates of older adults in greater Minnesota compared to the Twin Cities. And the Arrowhead region especially is home to a lot of aging
adults.
So,
could you put numbers to that a little bit? I'm hearing something in the order of 28% of Lake County residents being over the age of 65. Have I got that roughly in the right ballpark?
Yes. I have 27, but that's probably just a rounding error between our our sources. So yeah, 27% of our Lake County residents are age 65. And I think it was this year actually is the first year that there's more Minnesotans above the age of 65 than there are school age children. So that's the first time in our state's history that we've made that huge demographic switch. And I talked a lot about Arrowhead and Lake County, but this is also a statewide movement. Minnesota's working on being age friendly as well. Because of those, it's not just something that's happening in our region, although it's maybe a little faster in our region, but it is a statewide and even nationwide phenomenon of kind of that generational shift.
Well, certainly. And the reason that seems so important is that it really could be nationwide, or certainly at least statewide, that you'd have initiatives that you'd find support for that would make for solutions that are more integrated, that wouldn't end at a border of a county or of a city, that you'd right. have better access to integrated policies and maybe money to make good things happen.
Right.
is that one of the challenges, is that this is going to take money to do many of the things, or is it also a change of process, a change of mindset? How does Age Friendly get done?
Yeah, there's a ton of different pieces. So I think money, of course, is important when we're talking about housing, which is an issue in Lake County for all ages, not just older adults. But yeah, like, do we have enough of the right kind of housing for everybody? Are houses accessible? And the majority of adults age in place in their homes. So, you know, thinking about like, are there enough contractors? Is it reasonable to, you know, modify your house to be able to age in place? Are there enough one level houses? All those kinds of questions. So obviously there's that money piece of building, repairing, modifying, that kind of stuff. But there is also this mindset shift that we're working on, because sometimes older adults can be seen as, you know, a burden on society or this thing we have to take care of. And we're really trying to think of the assets of older adults, like having all these experienced, knowledgeable people in our community is actually a huge benefit to us. So how can we tap into that and, you know, have it benefit our community and have our young people learn from our older adults and have more intergenerational work together? That's one of the things that we're looking at. That social participation piece and that intergenerational work too. So yeah, there's a lot of different aspects, but some cost money, some don't.
Yes, and the current survey that's underway, is some of that to help you both find out the existing need perception is important as literal need. I mean, what do people perceive to be the things that stop them from reaching their potential and or staying in their home and or, in fact, staying living in our community? There's that. And then there's also to help you prioritize where you might want to put your first efforts going forward. Is that a little bit of what the survey is working at achieving? And who can fill out this survey and how do they access it?
Yeah, so that is a big part of why we're doing the survey is even just trying to explain it, I went in so many different directions. What are we going to focus on? What's important to our community? So that is a big part of our survey is just asking what the priorities are, what's most important to people who are growing up and growing old in Lake County. And our survey, to access it, we have it online if you would like to fill it out online. So that's available at https://bit.ly/age-friendlylc. And I'm sure we'll have a link online for you to send out. And then if you'd prefer to fill out a paper survey, we have copies available at our Lake County Service Centers. You can get them at Community Partners, North Shore Area Partners, either of the libraries in Silver Bay or Two Harbors, and Cedar Coffee Company has copies as well.
That is terrific. Okay. Lots of hard copy options for folks, because even people who are using the internet may not still believe that's their easiest go-to. We will try to have it posted on our website with a live link that'll take you straight to the survey. Larissa, this week we've had some staffing issues at the radio station. We'll be putting on the ktwh.org homepage a link to the press release from Age Friendly Lake County and that live link.
Yeah, and as far as who can fill out the survey, it's really anybody. We're all aging all the time, so you don't have to be in a certain age bracket to fill out the survey. And a lot of these things, Leo, you and I talked earlier about how they apply to all ages. Whether you have a walker or you're a parent pushing a stroller, the sidewalks affect you both in very similar ways. So it is any age group is relevant for us to hear from. And there's a lot of questions about thinking about you aging in place. So even if you're younger, kind of imagining what that future looks like for you and what you might need as you get older in our community. So
yes, I actually just filled out the survey about an hour before we connected on the phone here, Larissa, and I found it to be very comprehensive. I would have to ask you to remind us, or if you want to go through it, what the 8 domains covered were, but I felt it was covering almost all the kinds of issues about livability that you're going to want to encounter, whether it was about education, health, the physical infrastructure of our places, our public spaces, how accessible they are, how inviting they are, whether there are enough of them, whether they serve different age groups as equally well. It was quite a rich overview. So I don't know what you want to say about the areas that you tried to cover. And one observation is that sometimes you're thinking about housing for an age sector, but it turns out that housing is a huge question in Lake County and Two Harbors in particular right now. So this just adds an ability to get more input on this pressing issue, because in our rush to maybe find solutions and get more housing built, we haven't maybe thought enough about what kind of spectrum of housing and who it serves best needs to be addressed.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why we put that first in the survey. We know that's just a huge issue for everyone living in Lake County. So that's why it's the first section of the survey, because we think it is the most relevant and probably most important to people right now. But so housing is one of the topics. And then we have social participation, respect and social inclusion, outdoor spaces and buildings, transportation, communication and information, health services and community supports, and then civic participation and employment. So those are the 8 domains from AARP. So that's what they think about when they think about an age-friendly community. So when we get feedback on all of those, we can kind of pick action steps to work on. So if, you know, our top priority is housing, what can we do in Lake County to increase the housing supply, increase different housing options for people, you know, maybe change the policies if that's necessary to enable more housing to be built. Those kind of things are part of the conversation once we define priorities.
Larissa, it strikes me that in order for us to have proper investments in either our young or who are growing up and needing an education and mentorship, and our elders who are trying to stay in their homes, trying to contribute to the community. We kind of forget about the large middle, too, that really we need the support of everyone to engage and see this as good for them. So I don't know if you can address the idea of the mutual benefits of an age-friendly community to everyone. Some people in the middle think that they'll mostly just be paying the taxes, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, and I think an age-friendly community is a community that's good for everyone. You know, if we have better sidewalks, who's not going to benefit from that? We have more housing options. If we have more accessible parks, like all of those things benefit people at all stages of life. So I think, age-friendly really does mean thinking about everyone in our population and making sure our communities are friendly to all of them, which makes it better for all of us.
Indeed. That's well put. And I guess, is there any way that folks who are interested in giving you more or different feedback, a way to communicate with the coalition, as informal as the coalition working on age-friendly communities is there a website or a Facebook page or a contact point person to get more information or to share ideas?
Yep, people can always reach out to me directly if they have feedback. And if you do fill out the survey, we have a question at the very end, if you make it all the way through, where you can click to be informed on a future age-friendly work. So if we do focus groups, or if we have more questions, or if you want to provide more feedback, that's a way to kind of get us your information and, give us more input that way. I can spell out my email address.
if you would. You could spell it out, and I'll try to get it connected to the release that we're going to try to put on our website as we catch up to all of our business here at the station, Larissa. Your contact is? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Larissa, L-A-R-E-E-S-A dot Sandretsky, S-A-N-D-R-E-T-S-K-Y at co.lake.mn.us. So, and then my phone number is 218-834-8378.
Terrific. I would note that we're not supposed to be talking about the values of items on non-commercial station, but I will say, and I think you can confirm for me, that there's a gift card, a drawing for a gift card for those that take part in the survey.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. We have a $50 gift card, so we'll do a drawing if you enter your contact information at the end, and one person will receive that gift card.
Lovely. I forgot to ask you, are you going to be trying to round up and tabulate this survey in the near future? Are you letting it run for a month or two? What's the plan?
Yeah, we'll keep it open probably for another month, I would say. We're already getting amazing feedback. We've already had, I think, 70 people fill out the survey, so that's super exciting. And we're starting to see some trends and some feedback. But we'll keep it open for probably through the end of October.
Excellent.
And then we'll bring it back to our coalition, which is Lake County Health and Human Services, North Shore Area Partners and Community Partners, along with Arrowhead Area Agency on Aging. So we'll come together and kind of look at what kind of action steps we want to move towards based on our residents' feedback.
Great. I think we all need you to succeed. So I wish you luck in both getting a lot of input from folks and then knowing what it's telling you, because, the interpretation of survey results can be interesting. But I do appreciate the fact that I think for each domain, you have an opportunity for people to express themselves in a few short sentences on the subject as well. You can find a lot of good things out from asking people to share their ideas.
Exactly. And we're super excited to see all the feedback we've gotten already and excited to hear more too.
Well, thanks for your time today, Larissa. I appreciate it greatly, and good luck with Aging Friendly Lake County as an initiative and as what we want to see for our future.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Leo.
You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Larissa Sandretsky, she's a community health educator with Lake County Health and Human Service. This is Leo for KTWH.